Welcome to the Aesthetic Doctor Podcast. We don't shy away and keep secrets here. We empower you with education, telling you the truth about all things aesthetic medicine, while encouraging you to be the best version of yourself. It's time to look great and feel good doing it. This is your host, mom, speaker, and board-certified physician, Dr. Judith Forger.
Hello, friends, and welcome to episode 57 of the Aesthetic Doctor Podcast. Today, I'm going to answer the question that I get most of all, which is, how do you do it all? Basically, I'm going to talk about intentional time management and how I schedule my time. Now, first of all, I don't think I have all the answers to the universe whatsoever. However, I do think that I found a way to be really, really good at doing a lot of the things I love to do while minimizing not doing the things I don't want to do. And that's really where my system of intentional time management comes in, is I get to be an ER doctor. I get to enjoy injecting and running my med spa. I get to coach others. I get to exercise. I get to spend time with my children. And first of all, those are the things that I choose to do, and I prioritize them. And secondly, doing those different things is just in line with my true nature. And I think that kind of brings me to point one that I want to make, is that I don't think there is a secret way to spend your time. We all have the same 24 hours in a day. I think what is really, really important is to figure out what is important to you and spend your time in alignment with your priorities. Secondly, all of this is a process, right? And I have tweaked my schedule. I have worked on this. I have created more and more alignment and freedom over the last several years. When I kind of started my coaching process, my time was much more dictated by external factors, and I've really taken control of my schedule to make it be the perfect schedule for me. So when I talk about schedule and I talk about time management, what I really want you to take away from this is almost the principles and the philosophies of how I prioritize, versus it doesn't really matter if I like to do Pilates and you like running, or if my job is this or your job is that. The whole idea is that intentional time management is what I practice, and it is what gets me to do it all. Or meaning that when people hear about how my life is, they're like, oh my God, how do you do it all? And I say, well, but I have so much time. I have so much flexibility. I have so much joy. It doesn't feel stressed at all. It just feels fun and full, yet with enough downtime. But then I do schedule that downtime. Alrighty, so are you ready to hear about my intentional time management strategies? And again, this is applicable for anybody, and I would love to hear your feedback at the end of it. So I'm going to give credit to where credit is due. And the first thing is that what I've really done is customize to myself a concept by Brooke Castillo, the founder of the Life Coach School, that she calls Monday Hour One, where she basically talks about spending an hour on Monday, or the first hour of Monday, sort of creating and planning your whole week. And I think that is one of the greatest things about all this information that is out there, is that you can take different ideas and different ways of doing things and customize it to you and take the things that speak to you and then make them your own. So first of all, Brooke is such a thought leader, and I definitely want to make sure that I give credit to the ideas where I got them from. I don't do mine on Mondays. I sort of think about my week in a different way. And because I work on a monthly schedule. I do sort of a monthly master and then fill it in by the week. I evaluate my week Wednesday to Wednesday. So again, the Monday is not the important part. What the important part is that you really spend your time intentionally. Well, so the first step is really to clarify what are your wants and what are your goals and what are your priorities, right? Because how do you know to schedule according to priorities if you don't know what your priorities are, right? Now, some of the priorities that I have is, of course, my children, my family, and then another priority for me is really my health and my sleep, because I, after years and years of sort of depriving my body of sleep and still having to working some odd shifts and sometimes having little kids, like, I love my sleep, okay? I prioritize my health and working out. And then, of course, I prioritize my professional endeavors and I prioritize growth. So I spend a lot of time in mindfulness, reflection, coaching, masterminds, listening to things and reading things that I find stimulating. Then, of course, I love my business, concierge medical arts, the aesthetic doctor coaching, and a lot of us both want to and have to find a way to make a living, right? So let's also not negate that, that the fact that I want to take vacations with my children and drive a car and have a house and buy clothes is one of my priorities, all right? So again, it's a choice, right? Like, even though we're like, well, we have to make a living, but also like, I want to make a living because it gives me things that I totally want to do and build generational wealth and all of that stuff. So number one in all of this is to clarify your wants and goals and priorities. So if you've never done any kind of thought on how you spend your time, what I would really want you to do is to really look at what you currently spend your time doing and what are your priorities and how do they match or not match, right? And then how can you get even just a little bit more time that is your priority? And always, always, always schedule your priorities first. That means schedule your days off, block them off. Schedule your workout times. Schedule your game nights with your children. Schedule whatever it is important and schedule that first. I think when people think about schedules or the work schedule, like, I love my schedule because my schedule is a reflection of all the things I get to do. I mean, there's certain have-tos on there, but most of the time it's get-tos. While, and I have control of it, right? Because we always have choice, but outside of maybe some of the things that your employer sets your work hours or whatever, because you chose the certain job for one reason or another, and it might be things like health insurance, a place to live, professional fulfillment, whatever it is that you do, you still chose the job. But then if you say something is your priority, but it doesn't show up on your schedule or your calendar, is it really your priority? If you have a commitment to your self-care, schedule your exercise like I do. Schedule your date nights, schedule your game nights, schedule your kids' games. Like, it actually, like, my kids' drop off and pick up is on my schedule, because it is an important part of the days that I get to do it. So schedule your priorities first and schedule everything you're going to do in a day. Like, literally, my schedule goes something like drop off kids, office time here, Pilates time here, pick up children, and so forth. And so on. I have my post-call sleep schedule. And why is that important? Because those things are commitments and those things are priorities. So when it's scheduled, you're not going to be like, oh, it's free time. Sure, I can do this other project. You're going to be like, oh no, there's something scheduled here. I'm not going to do that. And that is the way to make your schedule your own. Like, if I have 9 o'clock Pilates scheduled and somebody goes, oh, I want to do this at 9 o'clock, then I have a decision to make, right? I'm going to be like, nah, you know what? My Pilates is really important to me. I'm so sorry. I'm not available at that time. Or I can say, oh, you know what? I already have three other Pilates scheduled. I really want to catch up with this person. Absolutely. Let me move something on my schedule to make that space for you. Versus if it's not scheduled, I think the reason why schedule gets a bad connotation is because people normally make their schedule sort of like that to-do list that is so full and so overflowing that they get nothing done. Versus my schedule, like most of the time, I'm like in love with my schedule, because it has everything in it that I get to do. So it will have things like play date with friend on this time, date night, like that's all on my schedule. So my schedule is not just like do eight things that I don't want to do. My schedule is like show up at the office, pick up my kids, have a date night, go to Pilates. Like these are all fun things and I schedule them because they are my priorities. And they're scheduled along with my priorities. Like for example, I really value balance. I value growth. I value freedom. I value all of those things. So hence they're on my schedule and they're on my priority list. So what I'm saying is the reason I'm sharing this is because a schedule and all that is as unique to us and our likes and wants and our true nature as it should be. Sure, there's certain things that most of us will have in common and will have to do, but it's amazing when you really look at your time as to how much time do you have and how much of it do you spend on your priorities, right? And it might also realize you when you're kind of bleeding energetically or you're bleeding time. And I don't mean that that's a bad thing, but most of the time that's an avoidance, right? If you're going to want to schedule your 3 hours of TV time at night, that is wonderful. However, that is very different if you're like, wow, Wednesday night, I really like the show. So I want to put like vegging TV time in here with my family or my spouse or just for myself. Versus if you're like, I'm doing this because I just can't deal anymore and I'm avoiding everything that I said I wanted to do. And I'm not using the word have, I said I wanted to do, right? So you schedule it all, and then one of the really, really important things about the schedule is that you make it your own and you tweak it. Also, I try to not do anything on my schedule that I don't want to do, meaning, I don't know if you guys know this, by now you should, I try to do as little of the things that I don't bring me joy and aren't in my zone of genius, which means I'm a master delegator. So if my schedule is filled with things I don't want to do, there's one of three things. Is either I try to better it where I'm like, oh, what can I combine with this or how can I make it better, right? That is like the thing is like, can you listen to a podcast you really love while folding your laundry? That's what I used to do. Can you barter it? That's what I do now. You know what? I have a wonderful lady who folds my laundry for me. Yay! Or can you bag it? Is it something you can just be like, you know what? This isn't getting done, or it's not getting done this week. So when there's a lot of tasks that you find that you're really dreading or you don't want to do, it's like, can you bag it? Can you better it or can you barter it? Or can you, and bartering, I mean, a lot of times I literally just hire somebody to do it, but maybe it's also that you can trade off your spouse. You can make it your kids' chores. You can split the job, whatever it might be, or maybe just make it better that you're like, oh, wow, we have to do this really sucky thing, like our taxes. If you don't like our taxes, maybe we combine it with lunch or a coffee date, whatever it might be. So anyway. And then the next important thing about scheduling is to reevaluate your schedule. How does it feel? A lot of times we tend to like overschedule ourselves and really not think about how much time it takes to do things. And after a while, you just get better at it. Like, for example, if I'm going to do Pilates from 9 to 10, like my first patient is going to be at 10:30 after that, right? Or I'm going to have my last patient until 4. That means I'm realistically not picking up my kids till 4:30. Some of it is that you reevaluate also how it feels, right? It's super easy to put 6 things on a schedule, but then as you go through and do them, and maybe you just imagine yourself going through them and doing them, you'll be like, oh no, you know what? I need a nap in here. Or I need a coffee break, or I don't actually feel like doing 6 things. And I think that's how people normally hate their schedules, is that a lot of times the schedule, it's almost like we have that dictator in our brain being like, you shall do 89 things because it's your to-do list. And then your essential self is like, this is not what I feel like doing. But imagine if your schedule was like, oh, I'm going to do one thing and then I'm going to go for a walk in the park. And then, ooh, because I already did my one thing I had to do, like I have a coffee date scheduled with my friend. Like versus like when people think of schedules, they're like, there's 89 things on here that I don't actually want to do. So when I think of schedule, I think of this like, ooh, look, I'm so amazed that on Thursday after 3 o'clock, I'm not doing anything so I can meet my friend and her child for play date, right? So as you go through the schedule, really, first of all, feel into your body. How does this feel? Does this feel expensive? Does this feel constricting? Does this feel forced? Does this feel joyful? Does this feel in alignment with who you want to be and show up in the world? Or did you tell me that your kids are your priority, but you scheduled yourself from 6 to 6 every day and there was no mention of your kids in this entire schedule? And you know, I totally get that sometimes there is little periods of time where our schedule might not be reflective, or there's certain projects that come in. Like, I get it. If your job is taxes, like April will be like a super busy month, but then do you compensate for that by taking off time in May and having a cruise in May? Like, or saying, look, I work 80 hours a month or 80 hours a week in April, like in May, like I'm taking 2 weeks off, like, right? So that's the whole point. I'm not talking about these day-to-day arguments because, again, they're for your higher good, right? It's not that I'm evaluating you on the fact that Tuesday is your long day at the office. I'm just saying, like, look at the patterns, think about how it feels. And maybe if, like, on Tuesdays is your long day in the office, maybe that means you want to, like, go on a little later on Wednesday, or you want to give yourself extra time to rest, or you want to have breakfast with your child, or whatever it might be, or your significant other, right? And then as you go through your schedule week by week, I evaluate my schedule. I evaluate how much did it work for me? How did I feel? How like much did it feel aligned? How, when I use the word productive, I also mean like, how creative was I? How successful was I? Not just like doing more, but really like how much did this like spark joy, is in alignment with my goals? And right now, creativity and growth and expansion are huge goals of mine. And I need time. I need space for that. Like, I like to think. I like to be inspired. I like to create. I love conversations with people. So spend time planning. And again, it might be as simple as you now blocking next Wednesday night for game night with your family. It might be as simple as you saying, hey, listen, every Tuesday, I'm going to be done at the office at 5 so that I can play pickleball with my significant other. It might be as simple as you saying, wow, I really like value connection with my friends. So why don't I ask them out for a lunch date on Wednesday and actually put in my schedule versus being like, oh, someday we should do something, right? So it's small steps. Reevaluate. And as you get better at this and as you make it your own, you will find that you do more and more of the things that you want to do and less of the things that you don't want to do. And then finally, this is your life. This is your schedule. This is your time management. So please listen to your soul. Listen to the body, listen to your true nature. There's no competition. I don't mean a schedule as in I got 89 things done and I forced them. I mean, like, I am trying to create the most full and expansive and joyful and true to my priorities life. So I want you to do the same. Again, it's all about seasons of life. What my schedule looks like in the season of life with small children might be very different. What my schedule looks like during an intense launch or an intense promotion, or as I said, if you're a tax professional, tax season because it's coming up, might be very different. But again, it's seasons of life. It's just about the concept of being intentional with your time, intentional with your energy, and protecting your energy for the things that matter to you. That is really how I do it all. That is how I live my life. And I really, really hope you found this helpful. Please, 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 if this episode resonated with you or if you completely disagree with it, reach out to me. And as always, the greatest compliment you can give to us is to share our podcast with a friend, to share this episode with a friend, or to rate and review it, because that will really help other people find it. I love you all. Thank you for listening, and I will see you next time. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Aesthetic Doctor Podcast with Dr. Judith Borger. We'd love to connect with you outside of the show. Follow Dr. Borger on Instagram at Dr. Borger and find more online and ways to work with Dr. Borger at www.theaestheticdoctor.com. Until next time, be well.